Nationals and the Reds Saturday, and if this does not warm your heart, you may not have one. Zach Cozart and his donkey, the love affair continues. Max Scherzer looking to get out of a 2-on-2-out jam in the first.
Swing and a foul tip held by Wieters. Saw the set of the pitch. Swing and a miss. Castillo says goodbye. Here it is. The runners don't go, and it is in there. Strike three called. So Max, seven outs in the game. Seven strikeouts. Castillo deals. Swinging a fly ball. Left center field well hit. Giving chase to left fielder Duvall. Way back on the run. This one's going to be over his head and one hop off the wall. So Harper's going to score easily. It's an RBI double for Daniel Murphy.
Rendon to left. After it, Duvall. See you later. 3-0 Nationals. 17th.
Runners are Harper at third, Zimmerman at second, and Murphy at first. Rendon, two walks and a two-run homer in the game.
Rendon hammers it deep left center. See you for a grand slam. 10-0 Nats on Rendon's second of the night.
Nats hang on to win it 10-7. Max Scherzer turns in his 12th double-digit strikeout game this season. That is one behind Chris Sale for the Major League lead. Bryce Harper with a pair of hits to extend his on-base streak to 18 games. Anthony Rendon had himself a night at Great American Ballpark on Saturday, which included his second career grand slam and a half dozen RBIs as he led the way for the Nationals in a 10-7 win against the Reds. Here's Rendon speaking to the media following the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling great out here, trying to come in early each and every day and stick to my routine. We got a lot of great teammates on our side, so it may look like third base is kind of easy, but it's not. I mean, they're pushing just like we are. You know, they want to stick out here and get in that starting lineup, and then when they have that opportunity too, you know, they have big nights like Rayburn, like Michael A. has, and like Defoe has. You know, all these guys just come out ready to play.
It was almost another bullpen meltdown for Dusty Baker's crew, but the Nats were able to hang on to a 10-0 lead, eventually winning it 10-7 over Cincinnati. Here is Baker speaking about the win to the media.
But you never know, you know what I mean? And Surge gave us, you know, all he had. He pitched in the All-Star game. So, and we, you know, we knew we were going to, you know, have a short outing, you know, for him today, shorter than normal. And, you know, he got out of jams in the first and third, you know, mirror images type jams. Got Billy Hamilton, got on, and then Cozart walked, and then you're flirting with danger with Joey Votto. But, you know, he pitched him tough. Surge threw a heck of a game. You know, Rendon, you know, had another great game. And, you know, and Murphy and Harper and all the guys, you know, chipped in. As well, but that you never knew that grand slam was going to be a deciding run. You never know in this game because you know those guys don't quit over there, and they got a real good offensive team. Was trying to rest, you know, some of my players and trying to rest my bullpen. I had to end up going to the bullpen anyway. So, you know, there's still a few things for us to figure out.
The Nats will send Tanner Roark to the mound on Sunday. He'll be opposed by Homer Bailey.